Today we study the 28th chapter of Divrei HaYamim Bet, Perek Kaf Chet. This is the narrative of King Ahaz. Ahaz is credited with a uniquely negative evaluation in Melachim. He is the author of Yehuda's political troubles, and I emphasize political. It is he who began the alliance between Yehuda and Assyria. It is he who first became a subject to the rising empire of Assyria. And as a result of his paying tribute to Assyria, he began the process of changing the altar in Yehuda. He changed the form of the altar in Yehuda, and is overall evaluated negatively in Melachim and Yeshayahu, and of course, with no exception, in Divrei Hayamim. Now, the narrative in Divrei Hayamim is very interesting because it adds material that we don't have in Melachim. Let me give a little bit of political background. The period of Ahaz coincides with the rise of the powerful Assyrian Empire. The Assyrians begin under their new king, Tiglath-Pileser III, in the year 745 BCE, to spread their influence to the western, to the eastern shores of the Mediterranean, in other words, the area that's today southern Turkey and northern Syria. And within 7 short years, they reach the boundaries of southern Syria. So by 738, they're already right in the middle of Syria and about to continue the push southward. This, of course, terrifies the kings of southern Syria and Eretz Israel. And sometime between 738 BCE and 733 BCE, the kings of southern Syria and of Eretz Israel form an anti-Assyrian alliance, which I call the Triple A, the Anti-Assyrian Alliance. Among its prominent members are King Ritzin of Damascus and King Pekah of Israel, that's northern Israel. So, Pekah of Israel and Ritzin of Damascus form an alliance, and they wish to expand their alliance. Ahaz, however, is disinclined to join of this alliance, Ahaz of Judah. And so there is enormous pressure from the AAA, from Ritzin of Damascus and Pekah of Israel, to force Ahaz to join them. This is narrated in Yeshayahu Perek Zayin. You can see that you can listen to that shiur on the OU website under Nachyomi, Isaiah chapter 7. And here we have the further outcome of that event. Whereas in Yeshayahu we're just told that Pekah attempts to fight against Judah, is unsuccessful, and is not able to get the Judahites onto his side, here we're told that Pekah is actually quite successful in his battles, and there's a whole interaction that ensues between Pekah, the king of Israel, and Ahaz, the king of Judah. In Melachim, we are told that as a result of these battles, Ahaz sends tribute to Tiglath-Pileser III and becomes a servant of the Assyrian Empire under Tiglath-Pileser III. He first the first king to pay tribute, and he adopts the Assyrian form of the altar as part of his infatuation with Assyrian power. So rather than becoming a member of the AAA, he actually allies himself with Assyria, which is against the advice of Yeshayahu HaNavi and Yeshayahu Perek Zayin, who counsels him to remain neutral. Let us now begin and look at the evaluation of Ahaz here in Sefer Divrei Hayamim and see how his trials and tribulations with Pekah, king of Israel, are credited with his downfall, and how the continuation of his downfall is accomplished by his interactions with Tiglath-Pileser, the king of Assyria. פרק כ"ח פסוק א' בן 20 שנה אחז במלכו ו-16 שנה מלך בירושלים ולא עשה הישר בעיני השם כדוד אביו. אחז was 25 years old when he began to reign. He reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. He did not do that which was correct in the eyes of God as David his father. פסוק ב' וילך בדרכי מלכי ישראל וגם מסכות עשה לה בעלים. He went in the ways of the kings of Israel and made molten images to the Baalim. Pasuk Gimel. V'hu hiktir begeven hinom v'yav eret banav ba'esh ketoavot ha-goyim asher horish Hashem ipnei b'nei Yisrael. He offered incense in the valley of Ben Hinnom, the valley that is on the west side of the old city. He burned his sons in the fire, as is according to the abominations of the nations which God had removed from before the children of Israel. In other words, he practiced the worship of what's called in Torah Molech. Pasuk 4, Dalet. Vayizabeach vayikater babamot ve'al hagvahot v'tachat kol etzur anan. He sacrificed and offered incense in high places on hills and under every luxuriant tree. In other words, he decentralized the cult. He moved the cult away from its center in Jerusalem. He decentralized worship and allowed worship in various places. Pasuk He, the beginning of the punishment. Vayitneu Hashem Elokav biyad melech Aram vayakuvo vayishbu mimenu shivya gdola vayaviu darmasek v'gam biyad melech Yisrael nitan vayachbo makah gdola. And here we have Chronicles' evaluation of his actions. Chronicles is not concerned with the political issues. It's concerned just with the retaliation, divine retaliation for his evil deeds. God gave him into the hand of the king of Aram. He beat him. He took from him a great amount of booty. He brought him to Damascus, a great amount of booty, which the booty was then brought to Damascus. Ahaz was also given into the hands of the king of Israel, who also defeated him greatly. And that's similar to the narrative that we have in Malachim and in Yeshayahu, in the sense that the king of Israel and the king of Aram arrived at the gates of Jerusalem. Of course, they're not able to conquer Jerusalem, but they do arrive to the gates of Jerusalem, which implies that Ahaz was, to some extent, in any ways, defeated. Now, Pasuk 6, the beginning of the uniquely Divrei Hayamim interpretation of the interactions of Ahaz and Pekah. 6. Vayarog Pekach ben Remaliyahu biYuda 120,000 biyom echad kol bnei chayel beozvam et Hashem Elokei avotam. Pekach ben Remaliyahu killed in Judah. Pekach ben Remaliyahu is the king of Israel. He killed in Judah 120,000 on a single day. All of them were men of valor, because in their abandonment of God, the God of their fathers. Pasuk Zion gives details of those whom they killed, many officers. Pasuk 8 speaks about the taking of booty, of spoils and booty, in the form of women and children, taking them as booty, as war spoils, as well as objects, all of which were brought to Shomron. What happens when they arrive at Shomron? Here, the uniquely Divrei Hayamim interpretation, which offers an interaction of a prophet, which we frequently mention in Divrei Hayamim, the populace, not only the king, also frequently mentioned in Divrei Hayamim, and the fundamental unity of Judah and Israel, which is a favorite theme of Divrei Hayamim. Verse 9. V'sham haya Navi Lashem Oded Shemo, Vayetze lifnei hatzava haba leShomron, Vayomer lehem, Hinei b'chamat Hashem Elokei Avoteichem al Yehuda Netanam b'yedchem, V'targuvam b'za'af ad l'shamayim higia. There was a prophet to God. His name was Oded. He went out before the army which came to Shomron and said to them, "Behold, the anger of God upon Judah has caused them to be given into your hands, and you killed in them with anger which reached until the heavens. You killed them in a fury. You are credited." He accuses the Israelites of killing Judahites in a sort of a fury and anger. It's the anger of God which allowed them to be defeated, but you sort of did this in an intense and assiduous way. You went overboard. Pasuk 10, V'ata b'nei Yehuda v'Yerushalayim atem omrim lichbosh l'avadim v'lishfachot lachem, halo rak atem imachem, ashamot l'ashem elokeichem. Behold, now, do you intend to capture sons of Judah and Jerusalem as servants and maidservants for yourselves? Are they not indeed with you, guilty to the Lord your God? In other words, you share a basic kinship. The syntax is difficult here. Rak atem imachem ashamot. It's a very difficult syntax. But fundamentally, he's underlining the basic unit, the basic brotherhood of Yehuda and Yerushalayim, along with the kingdom of Israel. Therefore, you have no right to take these people as captives, to make them into maidservants and male servants. Pasuk 11, V'ata shema'uni v'hashivu hashivya asher shvitem me'achechem, ki charon af Hashem aleichem. Now listen to me and return the booty which you have taken from your brothers, because the anger of God is upon you. the action of returning the booty is accomplished by the people of Yisrael, not by the king, but by the people. In Pasuk 13, certain members of Israel rise up, and they say as follows. Pasuk Yugimel 13. Vayomru lahem lo taviyu et hashivya hena, ki la'ashmat Hashem aleinu atem omrim. Lo sifa chatateinu, achatoteinu va'al ashmateinu, ki rabba ashmalanu v'charon af al Yisrael. They said to them, do not bring this booty here, for this will increase the guilt of God which is upon us. This is what you intend, to increase the guilt of God which is upon us, to add on to our sins and our guilt, for there is great guilt to us, and anger upon God, anger upon Israel. Pasuk 14, Vayazov hechalutz et hashivyav et habizal ifnei hasarim v'chol hakahal. The soldiers who had gone in front, the chalutz, those are the first soldiers, abandoned the booty and the spoils before the officers and all of the congregation. What was done with the booty? Pasuk 15, Vayakumu ha'anashim asher nikvu v'shemot, Vayachaziku v'shivya, V'chol ma'arumeihem hilbishu min hashalal, Vayalbishum vayanilum vayachilum vayashkum vayesuchum vayinahalum b'chamorim l'chol koshel, Vayivium yorecho ir hatamarim etzel acheihem vayashuvu shomron. Men who were appointed by name, in other words, the leaders of the community, they got up and they strengthened those people who had been taken captive. They dressed anyone who had lacked clothes from the objects at which had been taken the spoils. They dressed them, they shod them, in other words, they gave them shoes. They fed them, they gave them liquids to drink. They anointed them, they led them upon donkeys to everyone who had difficulty walking. And they brought them to Jericho, the city of date palms, to their brothers, and then they returned to Shomron. In other words, they abandoned the notion of taking people of Yehuda as booty. Then, Pasuk 16, Ahaz, King Ahaz, asked the king of Assyria for help. And it's at that point that things began to go badly. Because we're told in Pasuk 17 about Edomites who are defeating Judah. And Pasuk 18, Ufilishtim pashtu be'arei ha'shvela ve'anegev lihuda, v'alkidu et Beit Shemesh ve'et Ayalon ve'et ha'gederot ve'et Socho v'noteha ve'et Timna v'noteha ve'et Gimzo ve'et b'noteha v'yeshvu sham. Philistines took control of the eastern the western flank of Judah, the western Shvela. The reason for this is, of course, that this is part of the Assyrian advance. The Assyrians are encouraging the Philistines to take control of these towns. And the reasons for this, Pasuk 19, Ki chnia Hashem et Yehuda b'avur achaz melech Yisrael, ki fria b'Yehuda uma'ol ma'al b'Hashem. God had subdued Judah. It's not that Assyria had caused Judah to be subdued. It's that God had subdued Judah because of Ahaz, the king of Israel. In other words, because of Ahaz's bad deeds, and Ahaz is here called the king of Israel, although he's the king of Judah. Ki fria b'Yehuda, because he had run riot in Yehuda, and had trespassed against God. Vayavoy lav tiglat pilneser melech Ashur, vayatzar lo velo chazako. King Tiglat Pileser of Assyria came upon him. The king of Assyria troubled him and did not strengthen him. We're told that the king of Assyria, that Ahaz paid tribute to the king of Assyria, that didn't help him. The king of Assyria did not strengthen him. Nevertheless, Ahaz continues to go in his ways. Pasuk 22, under pressure, uveit hatzer lo vayosef limol b'shem hu hamelech Ahaz. At the time when he was in trouble, he continued to trespass against God, he, King Ahaz. And Pasuk 23, Vayizbach lelohei darmesek hamakimbo, Vayomer ki elohei malchei aram, hem ma'azirim otam lahem azabeach, v'yazruni, v'hem hayulo l'achshilo u'lechol Yisrael. He sacrificed the gods of Damascus who had beaten him, saying, for the gods of the kings of Damascus are helping them, there to them I shall offer, and that they may help me. And they caused him to fail, as well as all of Israel. So in other words, Ahaz here is evaluated even more negatively than in Melachim. In Melachim, we're told that he adopted the altar form of that was in Damascus. Here we're told that he also sacrificed to the gods of Damascus. He furthermore paid tribute to the king of Assyria from the booty, from objects which were in the temple of God. Pasuk 24, Vayasof achaz et klei beit ha'elokim, Vaykatzetz et klei beit ha'elokim, Vayizgor et daltot beit Hashem, Vayas lo mizbechot bechopina b'Yerushalayim. Achaz gathered all the vessels of the house of gathered the vessels of the house of God, and cut the vessels of the house of God, closed the doors of the house of God, and made altars in all places in Jerusalem. In other words, he paid tribute out of the objects which were in the holy temple, and he furthermore decentralized the cult, allowing sacrifice in various places. All this is a lead up to Chizkiyahu, who begins the actions of correcting what Achaz had done. And Achaz really here serves as an introduction to Chizkiyahu, both in the sense that he submits to Assyria, and in his decentralization of worship in Jerusalem, and in his offering sacrifices in all sorts of places, as well as his de-emphasizing the temple, in fact using temple treasuries to pay to Assyria, and taking worship out of the temple. Tomorrow we will study Chizkiyahu, the corrective to Achaz.